The House Judiciary Committee will hold a confirmation hearing for Lieutenant Governor designee Lieutenant General Craig Campbell on July 20th in Fairbanks. The hearing is designed to clear up the legal confusion over who will assume the number two spot in the administration once Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell takes over for Governor Palin. KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
After Talis Colberg stepped down as Attorney General, Governor Palin named a new cabinet member as Lieutenant Governor designee, should that office ever be vacated. Her pick, Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt, was confirmed by a joint session of the legislature in April. But during Friday's resignation announcement, Palin named Lieutenant General Craig Campbell of the Alaska National Guard, who's also Adjutant General and Commissioner of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Campbell says Palin's resignation was a complete surprise, but he remembers discussing the line of succession with her several weeks ago.
I've got probably one of the best jobs in the state running the National Guard of Alaska and what we do at DMVA, but I think I'm going to one of the best jobs in the state, and that's being Lieutenant Governor and working with Sean Parnell. It's an opportunity that has been allowed to me by Sarah Palin. I'm very grateful for, and yes, I think I'm ready for it. I think I'll do a good job. I've got a lot of experience in government over the last 25 years, and I look forward to the challenges.
Oversight of the Division of Elections is one of the primary duties of the Lieutenant Governor. Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt declined to comment on the succession issue. He said through a spokesman that he remains committed to corrections. Governor Palin's apparent change of mind presents a problem for both the executive and legislative branches. Jack Chenoweth, legislative counsel with the Legislative Affairs Agency, fears that it will all become fodder for lawyers in the end. The framework for succession is laid out in the Constitution, while statute requires legislative confirmation of the lieutenant governor designee.
The person designated and confirmed is next in line for succession to the office of lieutenant governor, subject to the pleasure of the governor. The subject to the pleasure of the governor tag is what gives Governor Palin the right to remove, if that's what she's done, Joe Schmidt or anybody else. The first part of that sentence, the person designated and confirmed is next in line for succession. Seems to me that there's an argument that confirmation must precede the designee's claim on the right to hold the office.
Aside from Governor Palin's announcement on Friday, Chenoweth says they still have not received any documentation on the switch.
I'd like to see them put something on the record, both in terms of what happened to Mr. Schmidt's confirmed appointment? Where is the appointment? Where is the document appointing Lieutenant General Campbell? And what is anybody thinking in the administration about the possibility of a joint session to confirm the fellow, if there is to be a change?
Campbell says he will have to retire after 35 years in the military to assume the partisan office of lieutenant governor. He previously served as a nonpartisan Anchorage Assembly member and worked for the Anchorage Public Works Department. Campbell will also have to give up his position as Military and Veterans Affairs Commissioner. He's prohibited from simultaneously serving as lieutenant governor and commissioner. A decision on his successor is up to the incoming governor.
I hope that he'll ask my counsel. I mean, I've done this job for 6.5 years and have a pretty good flavor of some of the individuals that could be doing this job very well, and I don't even know who's interested. I haven't really had any inquiries from anybody, which was surprising. I assumed that I'd be getting a lot of calls from people who said, hey, I'd like to have your job, but there really hasn't been that rush of calls. So I suspect the governor, and I would hope that the governor will you know, ask my guidance as a lieutenant governor to just give me my opinion on individuals that ask to be interested in being the adjutant general.
Governor designee Sean Parnell is expected to take the oath of office at the end of the governor's annual picnic in Fairbanks, July 26. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
Commissioner Joe Schmidt says he sent a letter to Governor Palin resigning as lieutenant governor designee. Schmidt says he considered the designation an honor, but he did not feel it was appropriate to suddenly leave the corrections department for the new post.